Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're looking at the topic, Because of Your Mercy, based on our reading of Ezekiel chapter 6, verse 8 to 10. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. Yet will I leave a remnant, that we may have some that shall escape the sword among the nations, when ye shall be scattered through the countries. And they that escape of you shall remember me among the nations, whither they shall be carried captives, because I am broken with their whorish hearts, which has departed from me, and with their eyes, which go a-whoring after their idols. And they shall loathe themselves for the evil which they have committed in all their abomination. And they shall know that I am the Lord, and that I have not said in vain that which do this evil unto them. What a powerful message from the Lord, that we are not consumed because of His mercy and His grace. It is through God's grace and mercy that we are drawn into repentance. There are some of us, like the children of Israel, who have gone after strange gods. There are some of us who have even found ourselves wandering after the beast and his image, even though we attend church every week. There are some of us, based on the commandments of God, deserve to be punished for our blatant disregard for the things of God. But it's because of God's mercy why we have not been consumed. Some among the children of Israel found themselves in a position where God allowed them to be numbered among the remnant which were not taken into captivity during the Babylonian seizing of Jerusalem. God wanted to use this opportunity to show them the follies of their ways and to lead them into repentance. Some may have been tempted to believe that they made into that group because there was something special about them. There was nothing special about them. That is certainly not the case. Let us take a few minutes to look at what the word of the Lord said to the children of Israel in Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 6 to 10. Yet will I leave a remnant, that ye may have some that shall escape the sword among the nations, when ye shall be scattered throughout the countries. And they that escape of you will remember me among the nations, whither they have been captives, because I am broken with their whorish hearts, which have departed from me, and with their eyes, which go a-whoring after their idols, and they shall loathe themselves for the evils which they have committed in all their abominations. And they shall know that I am the Lord, and that I have not said in vain that would do this evil unto them. Notice carefully that those who made up the remnant were not obedient people. These individuals who participated in the same acts of worship as the others that were either taken into captivity or slain during the taking over of the kingdom of Judah by the Babylonians. They had nothing to deserve this blessed treatment by the Lord. It was simply the extension of God's grace and mercy towards these individuals while they became a part of the remnant. From this story, we should understand that there's nothing we can do which will put us in a position where we can say we deserve the grace and mercy that God has given to us. We deserve nothing. We serve an awesome God who is not willing that we should perish. We serve a God who will always put us in a position where we will see the need to repent of our transgressions. So, whenever we receive anything from God, rest assured that we did nothing to deserve it. God extended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ extended his grace and mercy on the cross of Calvary. I pray that we will continue to ask God to help us to accept his grace and mercy, so that through these two acts of God, we will develop a stronger relationship with him. I pray that we will also allow the Holy Spirit to lead us into the paths of righteousness, and that we will do everything in our power to walk in accordance with God's will. Matthew Henry, in his commentary on this passage of scripture, he made the following statements, and I say, judgment hitherto triumphed, but in these verses, mercy rejoices against judgment. A sad end is made of his provoking people, but not a full end. The ruin seems to be universal, and yet will I leave a remnant, a little remnant, distinguished from the body of the people, a few of many, such as are left when the rest perish, and it is God that leaves them. This intimates that they deserve to be cut off with the rest, and would have been cut off if God had not left them. And it is God who, by his grace, works that in them which has an eye to sparing them. End of quote. The glory that will rebound to God by their repentance is a very special glory. I pray that we will allow the grace and mercy of God to be applied to our lives, so that he can lead us into repentance and prepare us for the heavenly Canaan. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for reminding us your grace and mercy is extended to people who do not deserve it. None of us deserve your grace, no human being. But Lord, in your mercy, you decided with the children of Israel that some would not see death. Some would not be taken into captivity. Father, help us, Lord, as we benefit from your grace and mercy, never to become full of self, but to always surrender to the control of the Holy Spirit, and always to acknowledge the power of God, so that our lives can be hid in you and we can walk in the path of righteousness. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing and mercy upon us today, we pray, through Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.